Chapter 2. Deployment Planning. As discussed in Chapter 1, planning is the first phase of the deployment process and is continuous throughout the other three phases. This chapter discusses deployment planning conducted at each level of warfare. In alignment with the Joint Doctrine perspective, the purpose of deployment planning is to develop a distribution network that supports the full range of activities in supporting the movement of forces and materiel during deployment, sustainment, and redeployment or retrograde phases of an operation. It is conducted iteratively with force and support planning and may identify additional forces necessary to execute deployment functions. Both supported and supporting commanders conduct deployment planning at all levels of command. Deployment planning activities include all actions required for the deployment of forces up to the point of their employment. See Appendix C for organizations with a role or responsibilities for deployment planning or execution. Planning Overview. Planning for deployment is based on mission requirements and time. During deployment operations, supported combatant commanders build and validate movement requirements, determine pre-deployment standards, and balance, regulate, and manage the transportation flow. Supporting combatant commands and agencies source requirements not available to the GCC and verify supporting UMD, regulate the support deployment flow, and coordinate during deployment operations. Each of these activities is an element of effective deployment planning. To facilitate these processes, the Joint Planning and Execution Community use a common framework of directives, guidance, and decision support tools within JOPES. JOPES is the integrated joint command and control system used to support military operational planning, execution, and monitoring activities. JOPES incorporates policies, procedures, personnel, and systems, and underlying Global Command and Control System Army, GCCSA, information technology support to provide senior-level decision-makers and their staffs with enhanced capability to plan and conduct joint operations. JOPES provides the mechanism to submit movement requirements to lift providers in the form of a TIPFID. The TIPFID is both a force and a transportation requirements document. Insight: Time-phased force and deployment data. TIPFID is the JOPES database portion of the operational plan. It contains time-phased force data, non-unit-related cargo and personnel data, and movement data for the operational plan, including in-place units, units to be deployed to the joint operational area, with a priority indicating the desired sequence for their arrival at the pod, routing of forces deployed, movement data associated with deploying forces, estimates of non-unit-related cargo and personnel movements to be conducted concurrently with the deployment of forces, estimates of transportation requirements, which are fulfilled by common user lift resources, as well as those requirements that can be fulfilled by assigned or attached transportation resources. The GCC begins preparation of COAs based on the tasking received from the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, CJCS. Combatant commanders receive tasking through the Joint Strategic Campaign Plan for Contingency Planning, or guidance through a CJCS warning order during crisis planning. These directives establish command relationships, identify the task or mission, and provide any planning constraints. In addition, these directives will either identify forces and strategic mobility resources and establish tentative timing for execution or request that the supported combatant commander develop these factors. Force requirements are initially identified in the planning process during mission analysis and COA development. Force composition is derived from the troops apportioned for deployment and employment planning, and the supported combatant commander's need for a particular unit capability to accomplish the mission. COAs outline the scheme of employment and force requirements to accomplish the assigned mission. The services monitor development of COAs and begin planning for support forces, sustainment, and mobilization if required. As force requirements are identified, TIPFID development commences for each COA. The supported combatant commander normally publishes a TIPFID letter of instruction with planning guidance, procedures, and coordinating instructions. The intent of the supported combatant commander's TIPFID letter of instruction is to eliminate confusion, facilitate parallel planning, and expedite TIPFIT refinement by supporting commands and agencies with a single set of instructions for input and management. It is at this point the supported combatant commander begins a series of force flow conferences to review the proposed COAs and, in coordination with U.S. Transcom, prepares deployment closure estimates. As detailed planning continues after COA selection, force refinement begins with consideration of the forces and time available, identification of needed unsourced force capabilities, understanding of the anticipated operational environment, and consideration of the actual constraints imposed as part of the assigned mission. Once force requirements are identified, selected forces must be organized and time-phased to support the concept of operations. Time phasing requires careful consideration. Unit supplies and equipment moved by sea lift must leave before the troops, so they are available to them upon their arrival. Moreover, some troops of the advanced party must fly early to receive the unit equipment and organize it for the arrival of the main body. All movement priorities and phasing are based on the supported GCC's required date for the deploying force capability. Movement data on the required delivery date, RDD, and time phasing of units is documented in the TIPFID. Ideally, forces and supporting materiel are time phased to support the GCC's concept of operation. The GCC must be able to track forces flowing into the theater to make the decision on when to initiate decisive operations. Finding the proper balance between projecting the force rapidly and projecting the right mix of combat power and materiel for the ultimate mission is critical. The GCC must seek a balance of security, efficient deployment, adequate support, and a range of response options to the threat. The availability of mobility assets is most often a constraining factor, so difficult trade-off decisions continuously challenge supported commanders. Flowing forces in accordance with the TIPFID results in the delivery of sequenced force packages to the combatant commander and makes the best use of the apportioned strategic lift, while at the same time providing situational awareness of arriving forces to the GCC. Operational requirements and force flow decisions have resulted in TIPFID sequence adjustments via requests for forces during recent operations. In addition, revised or updated deployment orders were used to alert and move affected units. The Joint Staff and Services are developing future systems to provide the necessary agility to accomplish such real-time adjustments to the complex problem of revising the TIPFID flow during execution. U.S. Transcom analyzes TIPFIDs for transportation feasibility along with a supportive combatant commander during the planning process. Analysis is conducted using models, simulations, and transportation expertise. Dependable strategic transportation feasibility analysis requires accurate combatant command analysis of theater transportation infrastructure capacity. The objective of TIPFID maintenance is to systematically incorporate required changes while the plan is active. Units must maintain up-to-date data, so the JOPS database is accurate. Units require extensive support to prepare for deployment. The support can include assistance related to equipment inspection, maintenance, property transfer, and loading. It can also include assistance in the staging areas and help with life support. These support requirements are usually identified in unit standard operating procedures, SOPs, movement plans, installation SOPs, and the IDSP and RC documents. Installation and non-deploying units are tasked, and contractors are hired to provide the support. Typical support includes life support. The designated installations provide life support, such as meals, lodging, and medical services, at staging areas and POS. RC units also require life support at Army National Guard Armories or United States Army Reserve, USAR centers prior to movement. MHE and cargo handling equipment. Units must be specific when requesting this equipment and identify the exact weight, dimensions, and characteristics of what must be moved. Containers. Units typically use containers to move their supplies and equipment. The containers may be unit-owned or provided through coordination with the Installation Logistics Readiness Center, LRC. All containers, including unit-owned equipment, must be properly maintained. Fuel. Deploying units that need to drain their fuel tanks or remove excess fuel must plan for the proper disposal of fuel. Strategic and theater-level deployment planning. GCCAs use assigned forces to perform missions in their areas of responsibility. If additional forces are required to support an operation or contingency plan, the GCC requests forces via the Global Force Management Allocation Process. The Global Force Management Allocation Process begins with the supported GCC requesting the forces necessary to support the mission. The Joint Staff validates the submitted force requirements and assigns the appropriate Joint Force Provider, Service Force Provider, or Supporting Combatant Commander to develop sourcing recommendations. The Joint Staff, along with the service headquarters through the assigned service components and the Joint Force Providers, develops sourcing recommendations. The Joint Staff consolidates all recommendations and then staffs the recommendations with all services, GCCAs, and Department of Defense, DOD, agencies. The sourcing recommendations are then presented to the Secretary of Defense. Following Secretary of Defense approval of the sourcing recommendations, the CJCS orders deployments via the published Global Force Management Allocation Plan, GIFMAP, and attached annexes. The GIFMAP directs force providers to provide forces to meet the GCC force and joint individual augmentation requirements. Ordered force providers, service secretaries, GCCAs with assigned forces, and directors of DOD agencies implement the orders in the GIFMAP annexes through deployment orders. This process may cover a period of several months or be compressed to days or even hours for crisis planning. CJP50. The Joint Staff Operations Deputy Director for Joint Force Coordination has three roles. The Joint Force Coordinator is responsible to the CJCS for providing recommended sourcing solutions for all validated force and joint individual augmentation requirements. Joint Force Provider for conventional forces, including Civil Affairs and Military Information Support Operations forces in support of conventional missions. Joint Deployment Process Owner executing responsibilities and oversight on joint deployment policy and process. U.S. Transcom is the joint force provider for mobility forces with the Army Component Command of SDDC. The Commander, United States Special Operations Command, is the joint force provider for Special Operations Forces with the Army Component Command of United States Army Special Operations Command. The Commander, United States Strategic Command, is the Joint Functional Manager for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance and Associated Processing, Exploitation, and Dissemination Forces for Missile Defense Forces with the Army Component Command of United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command. The Secretary of the Army designated the United States Army Forces Command, FORCECOM, as the Army's service force provider for all CONUS, Puerto Rico, and Virgin Islands Army conventional forces. FORCECOM analyzes the requirement for conventional forces, coordinates with other Army commands, and nominates recommended sourcing solutions to the JFC. If conventional Army forces outside of the CONUS are tasked, tasking actions come from the GCC through the Service Component Command. Contingency planning is typically used when forces are deployed and employed in response to anticipated operations. It is designed to produce a detailed operational plan for a potential event and relies heavily on a number of assumptions, ranging from the threat to anticipated host nation support. Conversely, crisis planning is done in response to a time-sensitive, imminent threat that may result in an actual military operation. The plan is based on circumstances existing at the time when the planning occurs. In either contingency or crisis planning, prescribed procedures are followed to formulate and implement a response. Deployment planning is a key element of both contingency and crisis planning and aims at delivering the right force at the right place and at the right time. Theater and operational level planning. Deployment planning for theater events and activities that occur before and after deployment execution can involve the services, governmental and non-governmental organizations, allied and coalition forces, and the host nation. Movement planning is an essential activity accomplished at the operational level as well as other levels of warfare. The TIPFIT is also an essential planning tool used at the operational level and other levels of warfare. Movement planning. Movement planning at the theater or operational level of warfare is a collaborative effort and is critical to enable deployment and employment of forces. Similarly, movement planning within the deployment process, fort to port and port to port, is critical to enable planning for RSOI and joint RSOI. Movement planning integrates the activities and requirements of units that are capable of complete or partial self-deployment, that require lift support, and that require transportation of sustainment and retrograde. Time-phased force and deployment data. The TIPFID is used to coordinate and document movement planning. It documents the phased movement of forces and support pending execution sourcing. Upon sourcing, force providers and the services develop UMD within the corresponding service systems, developing their portion of the deployment and movement plan. The unit-level deployment and movement data is consolidated and uploaded into JOPES. This enables the force providers to verify their specific requirements, indicating that the execution sourcing and associated deployment data is accurate. The supported command is responsible for movement control. This includes sequence of arrival of forces and the validation of unit line number, ULN, in the TIPFID. While planning the force flow, the supported combatant commander balances the force mix and arrival sequence of combat forces, sustainment units, and contracted and host nation support capabilities to ensure deployment support and throughput requirements can be met. The supported command planners prepare movement plans considering operational priorities and movement constraints, such as bed down, chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear contamination of PO or POD, CFM3-11 for more details, cargo, or lift assets. The planners will consider en route staging locations and the ability of these locations to support the scheduled activity. This information, together with an estimate of required site augmentation, is communicated to appropriate supporting commanders. Operational requirements may cause the supported commander or subordinate commanders to alter their plans, potentially impacting the deployment priorities or TIPFID requirements. Planners must understand and anticipate the impact of change. There is a high potential for a sequential pattern of disruption when changes are made to the TIPFID. A unit displaced by a change might not simply move on the next available lift, but may require reprogramming for movement at a later time. This may not only disrupt the flow, but may also interrupt the operation. Time is also a factor in TIPFID and force flow changes. Airlift can respond to short notice changes, but at a cost in inefficiency. Sea lift, on the other hand, requires longer lead times and cannot respond to change in a short period. These plan changes and the resulting modifications to the notional TIPFIDs must be handled during the planning cycles. Joint reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. The supported combatant commander conducts JRSOI planning to ensure deploying forces arrive and become operational in the area of operations as scheduled. Establishing personnel visibility for force protection purposes is necessary for joint forces immediately upon their arrival in the operational area, and plans to accomplish this task are issued by the GCC manpower and personnel staff. Effective integration of the force into the joint operation is the primary objective of the JRSOI. Tactical and unit-level deployment planning. Army units develop and use movement plans to successfully organize, coordinate, and execute a unit move. The movement plan is a working document at unit level and should not contain classified material. The unit movement plan defines specific responsibilities, functions, and details for each part of a unit move, from origin to PO. An effective movement plan contains preparation steps required to deploy. The plan requires considerable coordination and support from all levels in the chain of command. It should incorporate lessons learned from previous moves and exercises that test the plan. See Chapter 3 and Appendix H for details about unit movement plans.